I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
I'm Arnold Palmer, professional golfer.
And he was a legend, so much so his nickname was The King. Arnold Palmer died this week at age 87. He received virtually every national award in golf and was the athlete of the decade for the 1960s in a National Associated Press poll.
It was pretty tense. It was we were all good friends, and we wanted to beat each other.
Palmer, part of the alluring Big Three with Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, won 62 titles on the PGA Tour. Among those victories were four at the Masters, two at the British Open, one at the U.S. Open.
It's a three-way deal, and it's lasted a lot of years.
Palmer became one of the best-known sports figures, a telegenic golfer who burst out of black-and-white television sets across the country in the late 1950s and took the game to the masses. The throngs of fans that followed him at every tournament became known as Arnie's Army. Palmer's influence was wide, helping him to raise hundreds of millions of dollars for charities. In his later years, Palmer received the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Gold Medal. He also designed more than 300 golf courses, including the first in China.
I can do a golf course and imagine the kind of shots I'd like to hit and I'd like to see other people hit.
Just 3 years ago, Arnold Palmer became the second highest paid golfer in the world, thanks to a unique beverage endorsement.
I'll have another Arnold Palmer.
It actually started about 50 years ago.
I've had a big glass of iced tea and I shared a little lemonade on it and mixed it up, and boy, was it good. Well, a lady at a table heard me do that. And she said, I want a Palmer.
And after that,
it spread like wildfire.
This year, at age 87, Arnold Palmer made what would be his final appearance at the Masters as an honorary starter.
Forever a part of the Masters tradition, please join me in a welcome, a salute, and a heartfelt thank you to our four-time Masters champion, Mr. Arnold Palmer.
To say he loved golf is an understatement, and Palmer always understated what he felt his lasting impact would be on golf.
Well, I suppose just that I have made a contribution to the game to help make it a little better.
Major League Baseball fans this week mourn the tragic loss of Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, who was killed in a boating accident. Michael Hill is the president of operations for the Marlins.
I don't know if there's words to express, you know, how I feel. It's a tremendous loss, and my heart goes out to his family.
The U.S. Coast Guard says the charismatic 24-year-old Fernandez was one of three people killed Sunday in a boat crash off Miami Beach. Officials say the 10-meter boat they were in had a severe impact with a rock jetty. Captain Lionel Reyes of Miami-Dade Fire Rescue.
When the fireboat arrived, they deployed two divers who immediately found two bodies underneath the vessel and then found an adjacent body on the south side of the jetties.
Fernandez was born in Santa Clara, Cuba, and defected to the United States with his mother and sister when he was 15 years old. Fernandez was selected to the annual Major League All-Star Game in 2013 and 2016, and was the National League Rookie of the Year in 2013. On the golf course at East Lake in Atlanta, a finish even the great Arnold Palmer would have been proud to see. And in its 10th year, the FedEx Cup never had a finish like this. Irish golfer Rory McIlroy holed two shots on the 16th hole that made him a most unlikely FedEx Cup champion Sunday. Three shots behind with three holes to play at the Tour Championship, McIlroy holed a pitching wedge from 137 yards away for eagle that gave him the spark he needed to close with a 6-under par 64 and join in a three-way playoff with the FedEx Cup title riding on the outcome.
There was a lot of things that had to go well for me today, along with me playing very well. So everything just sort of aligned for me, and I took advantage of that opportunity.
Revisiting the 16th on the fourth playoff hole, McIlroy knocked in his 15-foot birdie putt to win two trophies that he desperately wanted, the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup. It was a personal comeback after he had played poorly for much of the year.
It was nice to just set the reset button after PGA. And at least, I think the great thing about this FedEx Cup as well is you have something to play for after the major season. You still have goals, you have ambition, you have drive to practice and work hard for something else. And I really wanted to work hard to try to at least give myself a chance in these playoffs.
McIlroy earned an astounding $11.53 million in one day. The $10 million FedEx Cup bonus and the $1.53 million for the Tour Championship. The first player to win four FedEx Cup playoff events. Fog enveloped the Porsche Open Golf Tournament in Germany. French golfer Alex Levy managed to play just one hole on the second day.
It was good. Four good shots and a nice par.
No, it was good. It was not very easy this morning to wake up again and see the fog. But it's okay. I just stay patient.
But he went on to finish at 19 under par in a tournament that was reduced to 54 holes and tied with Ross Fisher of England. Levy prevailed in a two-hole playoff for his third tour victory and coming back from a wrist injury.
It was tough 3 months without play with injury, and this win it's amazing for me. Back winner circle, that's good feeling.
German Martin Keimer placed sixth, but his attention is focused on the upcoming Ryder Cup against the United States at Hazeltine in Minnesota. He feels the European team is in a great position as the underdog.
If the Americans put themselves as favorites, fair enough. You know, they play on their home soil, and I think they really are the favorites, at least on the paper. It can always turn out different ways at the Ryder Cup. We all know that. It can go the American way, it can go the European way, and that is what's why the Ryder Cup is so exciting.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.